What's up? Why did I feel like I was like Martin just then? Anyways, I probably just dated myself, but nevertheless, what's up, girl? What's up? It is the 1 year anniversary highlight episode. Technically, it ain't really 1 year anymore. It's like 1 year and a week because, you know, hashtag mom life. I'm over here as a businesspreneur, as a single mommy, and I didn't record it. I mean, I knew what my anniversary was. Not like I forgot, but I'm just like, I'm really busy, y'all. I'm for real busy. Like, how are we even in May? I'm pretty sure 2022 started yesterday. I'm also pretty sure I just delivered my baby like a day ago, but she's about to go to kindergarten. But that's a whole nother story. Nevertheless, 1 year anniversary. Y'all been rocking with me since April last year, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I get to show up, whether it's consistently or inconsistently. Honey, we'll talk about that. But I'm grateful for the last 4 seasons. You've been rocking with me. You've been downloading episodes. We made it to 1,000 downloads, y'all, before we met the 1 year anniversary mark. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that I get to share my expertise and my wisdom as not only a pediatrician, but as a mom. You know, I believe that children need a village to thrive, and so do we as mothers. You know, we talk about that in the community episode that I did in season 2 during the Thriving Single Mom stories. I just want to let you guys know I love you. I am going to keep rocking with you and putting out content for as long as you can continue to download and want to hear Medical Monday topics as well as mindset topics as it relates to motherhood. Because I believe in this quote from Dr. Maya Angelou, which is beautiful, that basically says that there's no greater agony than bearing an untold story inside you. And if you've ever went back to listen to episode 000, AKA the first episode, or episode 1 and 2, where I'm telling my story, that really was the beginning of exactly what I'm doing across all these episodes, is sharing parts of my story. And it's been a part of my healing journey. You know, recently I read something that said healing is not necessarily a destination. It's not linear at all. And I've learned that over the last couple of years, because I thought, oh my God, I put in the work, but I'm still coming up across these, you know, roadblocks or these triggers. And I thought I was over this. And it's just like, honey, it's not a destination. It is a journey. And that's what I want to do in these episodes, is just to empower you to shift your mindset, to shift the way that you view parenting, the way you view single parenting, the way you show up for yourself and how you love yourself, because it makes all the difference, really. It starts in our mind. Our mind is so powerful. And although your circumstances around you may not change immediately or exactly when we want them to or desire them to, but when we can work on the growth in our mindset, I promise you, the way you receive and handle those circumstances, it's game changer for sure. All right, so stay tuned. I'm gonna drop some highlight reels and details of all the behind the scenes of how much growth I've gone through in this past year of being a podcast host. So like I said, we're a whole year into this, so you know, I'm gonna stick beside it for now at least. And so God just, you know, shows me where's the next direction I should be and moving in my purpose. And speaking about purpose, you guys know I speak about this often. And it's because I am a true believer that our most painful moments in our lives, those low valley seasons, those dark seasons where we feel like we have to be so resilient and just smile through and push through, you know, because everyone has problems and no one's going to understand, which really is a trick of the enemy just to isolate you. But I was there. I was there for a little while. This was all pre-COVID. And then finally, like a year or two before COVID, I just started doing like the inner healing work silently, you know, because I needed to just, you know, reinvent who I was and reconnect with whom I was, because I really felt lost in motherhood. And I say that all the time in these episodes. It's like I got stuck in being just a mom and just a doctor. And if you don't know already, I'm always going to be the coach who empowers you to believe more and to believe bigger and to remember that you are more than those two identities. And being a mom is not your whole identity. It's just a part of who we are. You know, parenting is rewarding. It really is. It's also hard. Single parenting is hard. And I will say this always, as a mother and as a pediatrician who advocates for families and supports families and the well-being of children, parenting is hard. but it's a blessing, you know, that God chooses us to be the parent for our child. There's no mistakes. I don't believe in coincidences or mistakes when it comes to, you know, the creation of life, because we don't have that power. And I say that to say I was in a very dark place. I talk about that in episodes 0, 1, 2, and 3. But you don't have to stay there. You know, I really do believe that whatever painful moments we go through builds our character, but it also becomes kind of a compass, like a GPS that we can light up as a beacon light and share with those, obviously, you know, later down the road, who are going along a similar journey. I mean, may not be walking in your shoes, but perhaps they could very well be walking right behind the footsteps that you left. And what a beautiful thing to be able to be on the other side of a mountaintop and to be able to uplift the next brother and sister who are going through similarities. For me, it's just a reflection that, like, my pain, you know, it wasn't in vain, and that all those late nights and those tearful nights, they were not in vain, and God saw that. And although the end result may not have been whatever dream I had envisioned for myself, that's okay. You know, it's a part of the grieving process. However, it now has translated into I can be impactful in empowering other moms to take back their lives, to take back control of the chaos that is seemingly wrapped up in having to be a single mother and doing it all, but also still wanting to remember who you are and to cultivate the things that you love and answer that question we all have yearning deep inside of us, which is, who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? That's purpose, right? And pain births purpose. I will always say that. I absolutely believe that. I graduated from med school and was practicing pediatric medicine before I got into some dark years of my life. And you would think, oh, okay, wasn't that your purpose to be a doctor? I believe it's just a platform. I believe it's just a medium to connect with people, and the audience and the community that God has me serving has always been kids. It's just a gift. But now it's kids as it relates to the connections they have with their families and their caretakers. And in that lane, what I'm saying is, I believe now the purpose is really shifted and focused on empowering moms to be the best mothers that they can. Not a perfect mom. No one is. I'm not. I'm a whole pediatrician. I still am like, what? Like, what chapter did this come out of? Because she over here acting like this don't make no anatomical sense or neurological, psychological, biological sense. I'm like, I don't, what? Do 5-year-olds really do that? Like, so I don't get it right at all the time. And I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. But as a millennial parent who strives to be a gentle and a conscious parent, and who understands the impact that adverse childhood experiences, aka trauma, in childhood has on the well-being, the long-term impacts that it has on the well-being of our health, of our spiritual health, of our physical health as we enter into youth and adulthood, that's powerful. Like, the environment that a child is raised in, the environment that a child has the opportunity to thrive or not thrive in, impacts them for their entirety of their life. And you wonder and you question the things about yourself as an adult, when really it's your inner child that had a lack of something or had an overexposure of something, aka trauma. And that results in, like, who we become and who we're shaped into being as adults. And if I ain't said it before, I'm going to say it now. I believe in Jesus in therapy, and I'm pretty sure I have said that before. And I also believe that as adults, we wouldn't have to be healing from as much if we had a childhood experience that cultivated opportunities that allowed us to thrive and supported who we were as individuals. And that's me honestly not throwing shade on anybody's parent, because we all parent differently, right? And it's not me throwing shade on my parents either, you know? Really what I believe in is, when you know better, we do better. And I don't believe our parents I know our parents didn't have the access to the resources that we do now when it comes to literature, and just any and every question can be answered at the, you know, split millisecond at the tip of our fingertips by just having the devices we have in our hands. Take it with a grain of salt, though, because there's a lot of information on Dr. Google, okay? But from licensed professionals and researchers and scientists, there's a lot of great information as it relates to how trauma impacts brain development. And I'm very passionate not only about supporting kids in their wellness and health as a pediatrician, but also in their just overall development in early childhood. And that is linked to my new desire and passion to work with parents and to empower them as a parent coach and as a pediatrician. And I'm saying all of this because this is the one you're like, girl, what's that to do with your anniversary, right? That the podcast, I'm going to shift it. You know, here on the Dr. Mom Sage Advice podcast, what we always talk about are the three things: motherhood, single motherhood, the single motherhood journey, and all that comes with that, pediatric medicine, and mindset. So in the mindset, I'm talking about things like spiritual growth and self-care and self-love and how we show up for ourselves, because the way we speak to ourselves and the way we feed our thoughts and the way we speak to our soul is a mirror reflection of how our child does the same. You know, we are their first teachers. They imitate our behaviors. Okay, go ahead and raise your hand as you're listening to the podcast. I bet you could raise both hands for the times you can remember that your child did not listen to what you told them to do, but you look up and you see them doing things that you do. Like, they mirror our habits. They really are creatures of imitation, especially those younger kids. So it is my passion and my purpose in being a podcast host to share information that's going to empower you along your motherhood journey, that allows you to cultivate an environment where you're thriving as a single mother, but also sets the ground for allow your child to thrive, okay? So let's get into some of those highlights. If you hear the background noise, know that it's raining, and I ain't editing this podcast. I would tell you, let's start there. That's my highlight number one. Do y'all know how nervous I was to go ahead and press record on the very first episode? Like, nervous? I still do it nowadays. Like, I'll go ahead and record an intro and I'm like, ooh, you mispronounced the word. Ooh, like, what would you talk about? And I will like stop and like record and record and record and record. I'm like, you're doing the most. Like, I think when you show up transparent and authentic, that's when you connect, you know, with your audience. And you got to be real. Like, nothing I say, I'm not lying to you guys, but nothing I say is fake or anything. But I feel like, okay, well, I got to be professional and just like, girl, you ain't got a professional mic. What you mean professional? Like, just speak from your heart. I think those have been some of my best episodes, according to what you guys download and listen to the most. So number three last year and this past year, the number three episode, is that right? See what I'm saying? I'm a Virgo, y'all. I'd be like, is that the right way to say it? Like, who cares? the top three episodes that were downloaded. So the number three position in third position was episode I am lying. Then there was the number two episode, the most downloaded episode was episode number 52, and that was for National Single Parents Day. And you guys, when was that? That was in March, I think. And, you know, I should know the date. I will look it up right now, but then you would hear all the extra background noises in this episode, and I ain't about to do that. Number three was Blending Families. That was episode number 24, and that was with Symphony. I met her on Clubhouse. You can find her at Melanated Mama on Instagram. Her and her husband are married, and they had children before they married, and they had a child together. And I just love their story. And we talked about blending families and how to navigate dating as a single mother and when to introduce the children. So that was a great topic. In fact, it's on my list of kind of some topics I want to start releasing a little bit more content in as it relates to navigating relationships and single parenting. Because I don't really talk about dating on here, because again, it technically fall under motherhood. So under motherhood, mindset, and medicine, I'm like, where does dating go? So, you know, you got to find your niche and stick with it. And the top number one downloaded episode in the past year I still don't know how this made it into number one, but y'all like it, was number one was episode number 35, and that was a Medical Monday topic, and that is the importance of play. Don't even ask me what I was talking about in that episode because it was so long ago. But essentially, I think I was talking about like the gross motor and fine motor and how to incorporate different types of activities in your child's summer and daily, weekly activities. So number one is episode number 35, the importance of play. Number two is episode number 52, Single Parents Day. And the top and number in the number three position, the third of the top three was episode number 24, Blending Families with Symphony. You know, I think that not only were those the top three according to what was downloaded in my analytics and Anchor, however, I believe, according to what I've seen downloaded in this past year, you guys really love these Medical Monday topics as well. Like, what's ranked high is Autism Awareness Month from April, other topics like asthma, croup. So if you love Medical Monday topics, shoot me a DM. Tell me that you listened to this episode and what topics you're interested in listening to. I really try to tailor them to the Health Awareness Month. So like, for instance, we're in May, and May is Mental Health Awareness Month, so I'm going to talk about childhood mental health as well as maternal mental health, because, you know, I'm very passionate about that topic as well, especially as a postpartum depression survivor. And after episode one and two, I didn't really talk a lot more about that, but I think I'm going to. And year two, season five, is focused on more maternal mental health as well as parenting episodes. Because those are just two topics that I think relate to a lot of women, especially single motherhood. We really go through a lot of things silently and we question, you know, why do I feel overwhelmed? Why am I anxious? Why am I just snapping and yelling? Why come I can't quote control my emotions? And that translates in how we're showing up in parenting. I think if we take the time to really acknowledge that, like, it's okay not to be okay. You don't have to be perfect. Yeah, you yell. I yell. We all yell. We're parents. It happens. But how can we move forward from that with, you know, a tool set and remembering how to help calm ourselves down in moments where our kids are having big emotions, right? Because we all have them. We all have emotions. But it really is a matter of like understanding how to regulate. And when your nervous system is so used to always being in this fight or flight response, that is how we're going to show up and how we're responding to our children. And they learn that, you know, and it just becomes this pattern. And it's okay, you know, don't beat up on yourself. You think, oh God, I do that. And my kid is going to be scarred. And tell the devil to shut it up. Because he's a liar. They're not scarred. They're not going to be scarred. You're not scarred either. Like, really, sometimes it's a matter of not necessarily learning new things, but just unlearning what you already learned and accepted as truth, right? Once we unlearn those things, then we have the capacity to receive new knowledge, okay? So that is just my thoughts about where I want to shift this podcast going forward. Yes, I'm still going to talk about pediatric medicine topics. Yes, it's always going to be for all the mamas out there. If you're not a single mom, hey girl, I see you listening. We'd love to have you here. But, you know, my audience for sure is going to be single moms, even after I get married. You know, like, I know that God put that in my heart. And I think, okay, well, maybe that's why I had to be a single mother or whatever, because it wasn't necessarily, because I wasn't raised by a single mom. And I mean, I have aunts and, you know, some cousins who are, but I didn't have a very firsthand experience with single parenting. And so now that I'm actually walking through this journey, I'm like, wow, there's so much that moms and dads go through when you're the only parent providing in the household. And it really does take a toll on who you are, like mentally and spiritually. And I'm living that firsthand. And even as a professional, as a pediatrician who supports parents, like putting those two together is just like, wow, yeah, this definitely is overwhelming. but I'm here to support you guys by sharing content like this. So moving forward, like I said, I want to focus a lot more on maternal mental health topics as well as parenting topics and, of course, Medical Monday topics. So let's get into some highlights, okay? So like I said, we're about a year and a week into it because, honey, I didn't show up last Monday. Forgive me. Hope you forgive me. But that's real life mom life. I had to tell myself that it's okay. You know, like, I've had coaches who are like, oh, it's about consistency. Consistency is key. Yes, it is. Consistency is the key. I will water that seed. I will put that plant pot in front of the sunlight so that it grows. But girl, I'm gonna miss a day or two of watering. I mean, I gotta go on vacation, right? So same thing with this podcast. I may miss a week when I don't show up. And when I'm not showing up, it's because mom life got the best of me or business got the best of me. And I really don't believe in balance and talking about work-life balance. I really feel like it's a harmony. It's like this symphony of music going on. And there's just going to be some parts of the melody, girl, where the trumpets is louder than the bass. And the bass is going to be softer than the what you call those things? The pipes, the flutes or something. Y'all see, I don't play instruments over here. My point is, in this life, like, I believe in a harmony because they all playing together, but some is just going to get a little more attention and others is going to be in the background, like Lecrae says, background music, right, for a little bit. And that's why I don't have, if so you see me miss an episode on a week, I'm sorry, girl, I'm going to catch up with you the week after, or probably the week after that. But know that I'm still around, okay? Even if I'm not posting on Instagram, I'm still around. You can always shoot me a message. But that I'm being transparent about letting you know that, like, it gets real over here. And I do sometimes still get overwhelmed. And that's because I am not shifting the melodies in the right places at the right time for the areas that need me the most. And also, me needs me, right? You need you. And if I'm not showing up for myself and you're not showing up for yourself, we talk about all the time, first, then honey, how can you pour out to others? So if I'm not showing up on the podcast, and it doesn't happen often, but if I missed a Monday, it was probably because, yeah, I missed a Monday. And no other further explanations are needed from that. But I had to teach myself grace in that, especially in business, that even though I am being consistent, that I don't need to beat myself up because I missed 1 week of posting or I missed 1 week of dropping an episode. Because overall, honey, I put out 60 episodes this past year. There's only 52 weeks in a year, right? So I made up the difference somewhere. So 60 episodes, you guys, in the first year. We have had 12 guests. My most favorite guest was the last guest who popped up on the show. I think that's from like early April. That's Little Miss Sage with her little sage advice. I may bring her back for some Saturday highlights maybe once a month because you know how it is when your kids try to get into your workplace and you think they the boss. So you like, yo, we try to be professional over here. You over here, like, you about to, don't push that button. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, but I think it was a popular episode. It definitely was a funny episode. If you like those, go ahead and shoot me a DM and say, bring back Lil Sage because we want to hear her on the Sabados and I got it. Okay. So 12 guests, have my daughter in this first year on. Have my first international guest from the Bahamas. Speaking of the Bahamas, let's move over to the countries, you guys. The podcast, Dr. Mom Sage Advice podcast, is being listened to and downloaded in, you guys, 21 countries. 21 countries. We got, oh, see, I'm not even on the right screen. I can't read them all off to you, but I'm trying to do it from memory. United States, Bahamas, Germany, Mexico, Netherlands, Philippines. Canada. What else did I, you know, I'm trying to memorize the pictures of the flag that I saw in my head. Ooh, that's all I can remember. And that's nowhere near close to 21. Sweden was one of them. Whoever's listening to me is Swedish, like, and was Belgium one? Sweden. Hello. Romania, I think I saw, was a download as well. Wherever you are, wherever you're listening from, whether that's your home country or you were on vacation listening, I appreciate you for listening and supporting this episode, for supporting this podcast. I would love if you would leave a 5-star rating. I'm plugging y'all. And a review. When you review this podcast, more people can find it and listen to us. So thank you to all of those who represent the 21 countries. I really, really, really do appreciate you. I appreciate the 1,000 downloads. We made it to that goal, and it was before the 1 year anniversary on April 25th. I'm grateful for that. It means that, like, I ain't just out here talking to myself. Someone's actually listening. Now, I know y'all listening because people send me DMs and they do text me and they're like, girl, this episode was funny. I'm like, oh. I recorded that a long time ago. So I'm grateful that you guys listen to me when you're in the car, drop off, pick up, when you're starting your day. I can't say that I'm grateful enough because honestly, like I said, I started this as just an opportunity to share my story. As also as a part of my business, because you know I do coach. I coach single mothers who are overwhelmed and tired of all the parenting chaos and they're ready to take back control of their life so they can parent with more calm and cultivate their purpose and walk confidently in it, honey. Because I believe that I don't have to wait till my daughter is 18 out on her own at 19, living her best life. Because she's living her best life now, talking about she packing bags for Hawaii. I'm like, if you don't put that suitcase up. But my point is, I don't need to wait for her to get outside of the nest for me to do the best things for myself. I got to take care of myself, right? And I have to take care of myself first. And honey, that's not selfish. Putting yourself first is not selfish in motherhood. I could be polar if I need to be. I could say the things that you... What? Like, put yourself first, because as the stewardess says, as the flight attendant says on the airplane, you need to put your oxygen mask on first, right? You would not put your oxygen mask on someone else without first putting it on you. Take care of you first in order to take care of your kids, right? And when we show up for ourselves, then we are going to be on our best versions of ourselves to show up for our children and the people who need us the most, right? So that's my highlight reels, you guys. I really honestly, again, can't say thank you enough. I can't believe the amount of guests that I had in the first year. Our podcast was also featured in some Christian mompreneur blogs as well as other parenting sites. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity that I have to not show up just as Dr. Catricia, but just my authentic self. It's just not mommy me and not doctor me, but just me, right? Like, cause life is hard. It's going to throw you lemons, and it's all about what we do with those lemons, right? Listen to that from bitter to better episode. I don't know what number that is, but you can scroll down, and I think that's probably from season one. Cause we all go through stuff, you guys. I mean, we all went through this pandemic, may not have been in the same boat, but it was the same storm. And we all go through things, and I really do believe it can shape us and build our character, into being and evolving into the woman God created us to be. So shout out to all the women who listen to the podcast. I see my 20s and my 30-year-olds. That's a 60% of the people who listen to this are in their 20s. I wish I could be you, girl. But to all my 20-year-olds, man, like, you're just life. You haven't even started. To all my 30-year-olds, hey, what's up, mama? That's me. You haven't even started living life yet. To all my 40-year-olds, you haven't even started living life yet. To my 50-year-olds, I don't think nobody in the 50s listens to my podcast. But if you're out there, you haven't even started living life yet. I always say the best is yet to come. And your best day is the day that you're living right now in this moment. We may not be able to go back and change the beginning of how the story started, honey. But you have the power and the control of how the ending happens. So as you move forward into your destination of purpose, remember, this is a journey. And sometimes it's not always focusing on the end goal, but about who we're becoming and the process and the progression as we're moving along this journey. I want you to remember that you're already more than enough. You are so loved. You are needed. Your voice is needed. Your story is needed. And I hope that this year will be the year that you start to share your story if you haven't already. And if you have, and you're a single mom and you've overcome something, or you have a special talent, a gift, a niche, and you want to be a guest on this podcast, by all means, shout, send me a DM, send me an email. If you go to my Instagram, that's drmom_sageadvice. In my Linktree bio, there's actually a link with a scheduler for like Calendly, and you can select the one for podcast interview guest. I would love to have you on in year 2, season 5, especially if you are someone who practices conscious parenting, you have a story to share about your maternal mental health, if you work in mental health, if you work with women as it relates to mental health and empowering women in their motherhood journey, definitely, definitely let's connect, okay? And again, can't say thank you more than enough. Gracias, sincerely gracias a todos, porque this is really, really, really meaningful to me to be able to do these types of things, which is to show up. It takes a lot, you know, and I've learned a lot about myself as well in this past year. And it's only up from here, right? It may not be exactly where I want it to be as far as this podcast, but when you're consistent and when God places something in your heart and you're obedient, He will bless it and He will multiply it. So I can't wait to do the same type of episode literally in another 11 months and just see the amount of growth, not only that I would have as a podcast host, but as the amount of growth that my coaching clients would have and my membership clients would have, and all of the moms who listen to this episode, who share with their mom friends, are going to have in this next year. I love you guys, and I want you to remember to take care of yourself, because you deserve not only to be the best version for yourself but did I just say be the best version of yourself for yourself? Yeah, you deserve to be the best version of yourself for yourself and for your children, because motherhood wasn't meant just to survive, but to thrive in. Take care. Hey, Queen. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Dr. Mom Sage Advice Podcast. I just absolutely love that I get the opportunity to share my expertise and to just pour into your lives because of the things that I've gone through personally and the things that I've learned and training to become a pediatrician. And I just want to let you know I'm thankful that you're here. And if you enjoy the content that was in this episode or any other episode, could you do me a favor, please? Like, I'm asking you, please, please, please. Could you just go ahead and leave a review? Give me a star rating and even subscribe to the podcast, because when you do that, that changes the algorithm and other people can find this podcast and be blessed as well. Until next time, I love you and take care of yourself.